Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the new CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Polly Rulin. We're back with Polly after this.
McDonald's sausage biscuit sandwich is so awesome. It's a sizzling sausage patty snuggled inside a fluffy, flaky biscuit and all for only $1. The best part? It's made by local Oklahoma companies, which helps keep my fellow Oklahomans busy working. And that puts money back into our local economy. This is a breakfast I can feel good about, all the way down to the last bite. I might just have to have another.
Get a delectable sausage biscuit sandwich served up every day on McDonald's Dollar Menu. Served during breakfast hours only at participating McDonald's.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
If you've got cattle, you pay your beef checkoff. But do you know where it goes and if it's worth it? Well, this is Baxter Black, and I found the answers on mybeefcheckoff.com. When I sell a critter, I'm supporting projects that keep consumers loving beef. And volunteers, folks like you and me, decide how the dollars are invested, and they're good at it. Each dollar invested returns a $5 bill. So check out mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Back in June of this year, Tom Ramey had to step down under duress as the chief executive officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board because of some ethics issues. At that time, the executive committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, that's the body responsible for the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff, named as their interim CEO, their interim director, Polly Rulin. Now they've named Polly as the permanent chief executive officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. She joined the Beef Board team back in early 2010 as the director of evaluation initially. The previous 20 years, she's been involved in the cattle industry, a couple of breed associations, Colorado State University, and with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. At the Summer Cattle Conference held down in Florida, we had a chance to visit with Polly about some of her priorities for the beef checkoff.
We are always focused in the work of the checkoff, and the bulk of our efforts will always go to the promotion, the marketing, the education that we're so good at, I think, and that we've been doing for many years.
You're having to do, obviously, everything you're doing with fewer resources on an annual basis because of inflation compared to the 1985 dollar. We don't have as many dollars, obviously, to spend.
Correct. It's not just because of inflation. The cow herd is not large right now, as we know, shrinking. We have some situations in the south where drought is causing us to sell off cows at a rate that we had hoped would slow by this time. And that all affects the checkoff since it's paid per head. So we are always finding ways to evaluate the programs we do, make sure we're using that dollar as efficiently as we can, because the shrinking dollar will continue to be a problem for us simply because of the way the checkoff is formulated.
In your mind, as you look into rest of this year and even help folks plan into the new fiscal year, but the next several years, in fact, how do you best keep your eye on the ball?
It's a good question. We do long-range planning, as you know. The checkoff has a three-year long-range plan. We're in the first year of that long-range plan. That long-range plan really allows us to keep focused on the primary goals of the checkoff and make sure that we don't get distracted, I should say, maybe by someone's opinion of what we should be doing or those kinds of things. It allows our leadership to constantly ask the question, does this move us forward as far as the long-range plan goals? We made a long-range plan that was only 3 years this time instead of 5 years. Normally it's longer because we understood the volatility of the industry and the difficult situation the checkoff was in. I'm a big believer in making a plan and sticking to the plan for as long as that plan is still a viable solution.
Brand new CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Polly Rulin. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, want to remind you about Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 3rd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 500 head will sell, 250 top-notch Angus bulls to be offered, along with 250 commercial spring-bred heifers, including females from the historic 666 Ranch in Texas. For more information, check out their website, expressranches.com, or call them 800-664-3977. The Ranchers Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.